This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today, as we continue our study of the great Bible topic of marriage, we study the topic, marriage is not for the immature. Many people are mature in physical development, but are not mature otherwise. Sometimes they are immature in emotional development, and sometimes they are immature in spiritual development. The tragedy of this is that people sometimes reach physical maturity long before they reach maturity in these other realms, and this creates a real problem to those who are mature biologically and physically, and who, from that standpoint, would be ready for marriage and perhaps have a very strong desire for marriage, but who actually are not ready for it otherwise. I appeal to the young people of our audience to recognize the importance of what I'm speaking about here at this moment. Marriage is not a thing designed for the immature, and to be successful in it, not just one, but both of the partners involved in it must be mature physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I plead with you not to be drawn away simply by a great physical desire into a marriage which will bring you not happiness but a great deal of sorrow. The causes of an unhappy marriage are very seldom found in anything purely physical. Once in a while, people marry without realizing that they are not developed physically and are not really capable of performing the marital functions. But this does not happen very often. Unhappy marriages result from mental, emotional, and spiritual immaturity. For this reason, I'm entitling this study, Marriage is Not for Babies, or perhaps more properly, Marriage is Not for the Immature. Some writers speak of a man as having 4 ages. They say these ages are chronological, physical, intellectual or mental, and emotional. To that 4, I would like to add another, a 5th one, the spiritual level. Man has spiritual development as well as the other 4. You might run into a fellow who's 50 years old chronologically, 40 years old physically, 60 years old intellectually, 15 years old emotionally, and only 10 spiritually. By this I mean, first, it has been 50 years since his first birthday. Second, he has the physical stamina of a person 40 years of age. Third, his mental development rates him at 60. Fourth, he has the emotional development of an adolescent of 15. And fifth, he has the spiritual development of only a 10-year-old child. It is clear, therefore, that the subject of maturity is a very broad one, and I must insist, a very important one. In this series, I'm most concerned about emotional and spiritual development. They are the hardest to development and are the most important, the most crucial to happy marriages. All of us are acquainted with immaturity in adults. We all know people who are adults chronologically, they're adult physically, but who are still children emotionally and spiritually. Likewise, every one of us has at least a little of this in us. Likely every one of us, at least once in a while, will lap into a display of emotional immaturity. Call it childishness, if you like. We should be able to recognize immaturity. We usually can do it very easily when we are observing others. This is true of spiritual immaturity. We can see it easily in others. It's hard to see it in ourselves. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14, tells of a Pharisee who had difficulty in seeing his own faults while he could see the sins of other men very easily. To overcome immaturity and be happy in our marriages, we must be able to recognize immaturity in ourselves. After we recognize it, we must prayerfully seek to overcome it. Let us then consider some ways in which emotional and spiritual immaturity may manifest itself. First, I suggest to you that emotional immaturity manifests itself in selfishness. A little child is selfish. He is wrapped up in himself. He cares little or nothing about the trials, troubles, sorrows, and needs of others. He's more concerned about his own broken toy than he is about the burning down of his neighbor's house. He's more concerned about the stubbing of his own toe than about the cancer in the abdomen of his neighbor. How many of us husbands and wives have this kind of attitude in regard to our companion? How many of us show this mark of immaturity? Our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow when we continue this study, the Bible subject of marriage.